Picture this, a 16-year-old girl named Katie. She's been shot in the head. It's the starting point for a new Australian play on stage in Perth this week. It's called Girl, Shut Your Mouth. It's inspired by stories of violence against women in Pakistan, Afghanistan, in America, and here in Australia. Claire Nichols went along to the first performance for RN Breakfast.
I like your flowers.
Oh, they're pretty.
Real pretty.
Thanks. And they do a good job, you know?
They really do.
Good save.
What? Nothing.
No, we just meant you can't even hardly tell.
Can't see the scars?
From the acid?
You know, from the time you were attacked with acid.
Guys.
Four Australian girls talking about an acid attack like it's a part of normal life. That's a taste of the world created by emerging playwright Geeta Burzard in Girl, Shut Your Mouth.
It's about four teenage girls who, friends who live in a very, they have a very violent external world. We don't see a lot of that world. It's mostly talked about, and it kind of seeps into their normal teenage lives.
I understand one of the characters has been shot in the head.
Yes, yes. One of them has been shot and has survived, and this means that she's going to leave this world, and they all want to be like her. They really admire and look up to her, and they all want to go with her. So the kind of story is them trying to find ways to leave this place that they're in.
Where did this come from, Geeta, this story?
The first thing it was inspired by was a series of stories from Pakistan and Afghanistan of girls being shot, being blown up, being attacked for trying to get an education. But as I was writing it, I didn't feel like I had the right to make comment over people whose lives I really know nothing about. And so the play has sort of evolved into a mixture of comments on the violence that girls might face in the USA. The danger of school shootings there is enormous. I think there's a school shooting something like once a week there. And then also in Australia, the constant mantra that we tell girls and women to not go outside after dark and to try and avoid places and nighttime and things because of violence that might befall them if they do. And kind of drawing all those things into one idea about violence against women and equality.
Can we unzip you for a moment?
Just to have a peek.
Little cheeky pee.
No.
No, you can't.
Don't worry, we'll be gentle.
It won't hurt a bit.
Guys, come on. Huh. I thought they'd be worse.
Yeah. Scars. Sure.
Jeffrey J. Fowler is the play's director. He's been involved in its development since the beginning, acting as a dramaturg on early drafts.
We were looking at a couple of really specific incidents in the news that had happened in the last few years. Cases like Malala, who got shot in the head. Cases like the massacre in California, where a young man decided that women had never treated him well, so he went out to shoot as many women as he possibly could. And looking at acid attacks in certain places of the world, and also looking at domestic violence in Australia.
Emily's dead.
What? Really?
What happened? Her grandmother's house got bombed? I think they were aiming for the neighbours, but they managed to finish half the street as well. That's really not cool. I know.
I think Geeta, the playwright, has incredible guts. And when she first came to me with the idea, I immediately knew that what she was writing would be controversial for the right reasons and would cause a stir. And in the rehearsals, I've kind of been bracing myself for complaints. And I'm really proud to say we've already received complaints before the season has opened.
What complaints have you received?
That the title of the show, Girl, Shut Your Mouth, is aggressive towards women. The whole point of the play is to look at aggression towards women and how women are treated in this world and how that is different to how men are treated. So, yes, the title is aggressive towards women. I'm fascinated that we already have a complaint about it. And the conversation in the rehearsal room is, how will people take this play? It's a very aggressive play. It looks at incidents of violence against women. It uses comedy in the same space, which I think is a dangerous thing to do.
Are you okay, Katie?
I'm fine. It's just, she borrowed a pair of shoes off me last week. A really good pair.
The silver ones?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Damn it. Can I ask her family for them back?
It's quite rough with the subject matter because, I mean, it is a play about violence and violence is rough. And it also is hard to know how funny people will find it. It depends, I guess, how confronting they find it. And then, yeah, there's definitely funny stuff in it, and a lot of it, the girls are very playful within it, but they're very playful around quite horrible things.
The play will be presented as part of a double bill by the Black Swan State Theatre Company in Perth. It'll be the first fully professional production for Geeta Bezard, who developed the piece at Playwriting Australia's National Script Workshop. It also marks the professional debuts of the young actors on stage, who are all recent graduates of the WA Academy of Performing Arts.
There is a real talent drain in Perth. We have one of the best drama academies in the absolute world, and the moment every student finishes, they leave Perth. So Black Swan were thinking, you know, how do we keep that talent here? Well, obviously, people stay where there are jobs. So we have taken the cream of the crop, and it's a really good year. Like, every student that came out of the most recent graduating year of WAPA was phenomenal, and we've taken those that fit the plays that we're doing, so Girl Shut Your Mouth and also Willow Marnie's Tonsils and Tweezers, and given them immediate employment. I mean, a lot of actors spend 3 years at a drama school and then graduate and actually don't get a job for sometimes 12 months, 18 months. And we have countered that and hope that that bridges not only those actors into their professional lives, but also those actors to continue having a connection with Perth. So they don't see Perth as, oh, that city I studied in years ago. They see Perth as that place that I go to regularly work.
Jeffrey J. Fowler, director of Girl Shut Your Mouth, ending that report from Claire Nichols, and the play starts at the State Theatre Centre of WA, and it's on until the 7th of February.